This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Juneteenth celebrates the June day in 1865 when enslaved people in Texas learned that they were free almost 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation had officially outlawed slavery. KUNM's Yasmin Khan reports hundreds of people gathered to celebrate Juneteenth in Albuquerque this weekend, filling Roosevelt Park with music, dancing, and barbecue.
Juneteenth has a rich history of celebration, from intimate family gatherings to outdoor community celebrations. But this year, riding the wave of the historic Black Lives Matter uprising and the renewed recognition of the contributions and marginalization of people of color in the LGBTQ movement, Juneteenth speakers and attendees stressed the need to work together to lift up all oppressed communities. Here's Ebony Isis Booth, an Albuquerque-based poet, writer, and activist.
Because can't none of us get free until the most oppressed and marginalized among us are free? Understand me when I say can't nobody get free. White people, you too are oppressed under this system of white supremacy. Just because it has your racial identification in the title don't mean it's for you. Just so you know, everybody is oppressed. Understand there's just different degrees of that oppression, and currently our brothers and sisters who identify as trans or gender non-conforming and non-binary are at the farthest end of that margin, and they are dying and no one is paying attention. Their Black trans lives matter. So until they get free, can't nobody get free. So I'm sorry if your homophobic massage noir doesn't fit in my revolution. I apologize. You can get down or you can lay down, but you can't get free until our Black trans brothers and sisters are free as well. It ain't gonna happen, Captain.
Kufre McIver, a student at UNM, says he usually celebrates Juneteenth with his family. He says he appreciates seeing the growing mix of attendees at the Roosevelt Park celebration.
I guess it's kind of like reflecting on how far we've come, how far we've still yet to go. Every year it's just like remembering that even though slavery ended a while ago and Jim Crow ended, you know, within several of my family members' lifetimes, there's still like injustice present. So I guess every time that we have a Juneteenth, even if it might just be a little bit of progress each year, it's like nice to see how far we've come. There's more people out, more people aware of like injustice and everything.
Valerie Taylor says she's never seen a Juneteenth celebration of this size in Albuquerque or anywhere she's lived. She says she was moved by the feeling of solidarity this Saturday and hopes it becomes a national holiday.
It stirs up so much emotion. And being an African American woman, you know, you suppress a lot of that. You try to push and departmentalize and put all the abuse and the segregation and the degradation and all of that. You try to put it in some type of place in your mind so you can deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? But this just, my heart is overwhelmed. My heart is overwhelmed, and I really do believe that, you know, we have an opportunity to finally do something, and not just for African Americans, but again, for LGBT, for immigrants, for DACA, for others, I mean, you name it, because like it or not, all of us, if we're not Caucasian, we're at the bottom of the list. This is a wonderful opportunity to just say, we're here, acknowledge us, and give us what we're due. You know, give us, which is just respect and equality. That's all we want. Just a fair shake, that's all we want. Get your foot off of our necks. That's all we ask, and nothing else. So yeah, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. I'm just, like I said, I'm over the moon. I'm over the moon.
Tulips was among several local artists who performed at the celebration. Juneteenth has been a New Mexico state holiday since 2006, and this year Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham ordered flags to be flown at half-mast to honor the celebration. U.S. senators on Friday announced legislation to make Juneteenth a national holiday. For KUNM, I'm Yasmin Khan.
Find more at KUNM.org. This is KUNM.